Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Sunday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Bahle. She's back with you tomorrow morning. And of course, as you and I, we are just going to have a chill time, a very good time. And I trust that you will enjoy it in such a mighty way. I want to start with this song, and I know it's a song that many people love. Nicole Seamill. Listen to this.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
It's a great song. Hey, the music of Nicole C. Millen. And of course, Redeemer is the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well. I'll be playing these songs, you know, the songs I used to play in 2004. And I'll be playing these songs so that you can just enjoy some 2004 in 2024, you know. So most of the songs that I'll be playing on the show, it's songs that I used to really make hits on in 2004. Right. Our guests are on the line. Let me welcome our guests. Let me start with Mfundisi Motha. Greetings to you, Demto.
My brother.
Kunjandaso.
Ngiyaphila mfowethu ngomusha. Ngiyathemba ukuthi ngiyaphila nami.
Hayi saphila. Eh bra wami ngibona ushaya igolf lapha ngithi. Ithi ngibheka ukuthi le golf uyashaya or ibhuhuza wena. Ukuthi ngithi ukubheka phela igolf uyayazi ngibheka. Oh, nkosi yami la.
Hayi. Wathi mawubona wabona ukuthi hayi uyayishaya lo baba le galufu.
Hawu uyalishaya le galufu. Yeah, shayela leqeleni le galofu. Hayi uyalishaya. Shayela leqeleni igalofu. Kodwa hayi. Asibeni nethemba madoda.
Yeah,
if indoda yakwazi ukuthi imelangeni. Ishaya igalofu. Hayi. Kunethemba. Kukhona umuntu amtshelile ukuthi wena igalofu ungalidlala. Elga tshela 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 abantu so terrible but yazi bona umzimba wakho ufanele igalofu.
Ah ukuthi boqala kungibona isho njalo mfundisi yazi I saw you for the first time.
Yeah ne. I know I think isho njalo mkanami. Yeah I saw you for the first time. Mavele ngasheka. Ngathi eish akulona igalofu leli. Ngakubona for the second time. Ngathi maguye maguye kwe. Hey kunjani kodwa mkhulu?
My brother.
Are you well?
Greetings. No, by the grace of God Almighty, my brother, I'm doing well. I hope now we are aphila.
No, siyaphila baba man, siyaphila.
Hayi, siyabonga. Ngiyavubulisa nakumfowethu lapha umfundisi uSipho, umfundisi Jabulane kanye nabalalele emakhaya in the powerful name of Yahusha Mashiya, my brother.
Amen. And we also have Sipho Paulos. Namhlanje ifoni yakhe isounda inhle sengathi bamtshelile ekhaya bathi awu mara yazi mara baba nawe into yaziyo nje ibutton loku receiver nokudropa lenti nemenu baba kenfundeni niyeke ima idrum magazine kenfundeni baba hey hayi namhlanje uyiphendule kahle ha ngeza kathi hayi insizwa le hayi bamfundisile angukusoli yazi maso ukhula lezi zinto zama gadget lesi nami ngiyazi ziyangiphambanisa uma ungaboni iselfoni yami yile yakudala
usigedlemba
ya ngake ngaba nomunye umngane bathi usigononda yazi angazi kuphi bekathanda ukucula athanda ukufihla ubuso hey madada ngiyibiza lowo ke nale ifoni yami nayo ke hey ayikho right uyaphila kodwa Sipho mfoka Dave
ngiyaphila mfoka Leyo usaphila kodwa mfoka Leyo
ngiyaphila Bongane man
ngiyaphila asibingelele abalele emakhaya sibingelele umfundisi Motha indoda yesikhindi esimhlophe seqalufu
hey wasibangela umuntu waziposta makaceda ukuziposta alidekeza igalufu leliya kusho kuvuka impenga kanani laphana makaceda ukushaya kusuka nomoya uyabona ukuthi hey le ndoda le iqedelela wonke amandla akhe nokuthi aba azange bamnikeze ichance yokushumayela phela izolo yazi ithi ngiqedelele le galufu le vuku abantu bamele eceleni lapho yona uzabathi haw yabo basaba ukumtshela ngithi bayazi ukuthi hey udemco phela ikhenele hey basaba ukuthi hey indoda awenzi zona basaba abanye bayaza ukuthi umfundisi hey mangathi so angeke angikhulekele uthe uyongikhulekela ngiphole ayi uyayishaya nceku hey nithi ngiyayishaya uyayishaya nceku kuvela umgodi ongakanani lapho ikashaya khona
hey
fanele kulungisa fanele ungatshala umbila
but I will learn from you
yeah but we learn from you hey yeah hi Zebu hey Chabu my friend
my friend greetings indeed in the wonderful name of Yahushua HaMashiach
hallelujah
fanele lonke uthu
kusaphileka lapho ena sport Mbombela.
Aw, siyaphila ngomusa wakhe uNkulunkulu. Sigcinile kakhulu. Sibonge kakhulu.
Awuzeke. Hey, ndoda. Angithi nawe uthe uyoya ejimini ukuthi uthe uyo build ama muscle. Angithi yagijima uyo build ama muscle. Ngibona abanye abantu seba join igolf. Omunye ngibone aphethe iphone agijima. Aphethe iphone agijima. Ukuthi mawubone ebusweni laphana, ebusweni kubhalwe ebusweni bakhe. Kaze bengiyapi baba
moyo ngwe
kaze bengiyapi baba udinufile leso sikhathi udiniwe
yeah
kodwa bamtshelile enkonzweni ukuthi mfundisi yeka lento yakho ukudla amakheke
yeah
neti ugijekiti muze udla umbhido udla imifino
Yeah,
uthu ukusebenzisisa. Hayi inqe kuyangena indlela. Awuthema kafika ku 500 meters wathi thing light difona bangazi kahle plus yinja wathi khakha. Akakhefuzeli. Hayi jaba ngeke ugijima ukhamisile ngithi ne. Khuza ke loyo mfoloyo, mkhuze.
Yeah, ngibingelele kubafundisi. Ngibingelele kumfundisi Motha lapho congratulations ngokuqala nama classes zeGolf.
Hey,
hayi, siyabongela impela. Ngiyafuna ukubona
uyakhuluma ke wena mfowethu. Asibonge la.
Baba kungase iclass. Le yalo ngokuyimpi baba. Hey, beyiphakile. Baba kuyini?
Yeah.
Ngathi uphosa ama missile ngendlela bekavuthuza ngakhona lapha. Hayi, no.
Yeah.
Ayi bogana nabogadi kuthi ubone ukuthi yazi mangathi yangiphazamisa ngiyakhahlela.
Kodwa mama ngiyathanda ngisake emgodini.
Yeah. Hey madodana. Nevertheless,
umfethu sipho lapha standard. Siyabingelela nakubalalela libonke.
Amen. Amen. You know tonight we are going to touch on this issue. Lives that forget our Father who is in heaven. You know, sometimes when we get blessings and all those things, and I've been watching people who get blessings and stuff, from there sebayaqasuka, all of a sudden sekaqasulwa yonke into, and lube kahawula afuna a blessing it is. And then sekazitholile lezinto lezi sekaqala manje uthi ya enhle kumina le nto vele bengavumelani na hawu uyayibona. And sometimes people achieve quite a lot, and in their achievements they forget the Elohim, the creator who enabled them to arrive where they are, let alone the notion mfundisi Motha yokuthi bambonge bame phambili umuntu ambonge. They forget him. And the Father even says to the children of Yasharal, he says to them, when you go and enter into the promised land, do not forget me. And much of the time, nathi ngokwethu, we forget him when we arrive where we arrive. When someone starts to get that certificate, ye theology or in Bible school at 13, and then now sebakubiza pastor apostle konje yini enye vangeli or keep honest. Now all those titles say mqotjwa ncegu, then now things start to focus on you and you forget the Father in your elevation, you forget the Father in your promotions, you forget the Father in your breakthroughs, you forget the Father in everything that you have achieved, you forget the Father in your success, you forget the Father in your acquisitions, you forget the Father in your victories. It happens much of the times. And I'm not talking about people who are not saved. I'm talking about people who are saved who were crying tears and fasting that the Father should bring them to the level that they are at. That the Father should bring them to, yes, the place where they're supposed to be. And now, they have everything. Bakhomba ngophakathi. They have everything now. Se bayaqala manje. And they start to forget him. They start. It's not like someone who has bought a new car. Ubona ama trip wakhe ukuthi aba maningi njani. Awazi ukuthi lesikhathi angana moto because save icathulo ukuthi zingatsheki. In maseka nama trip amaningi, amaningi. Se kuyale. Yeah, sekunehlobo ezintsha manje uyazi inventor. Siyakukhakhaya kamkhulu. Bonke laba thina awu siyakuncancaye ka aunti kusho ukuthi yeah seziyavela ihlobo seziyavumbuka wena owabona ukukhula
siyami
wena owabona ukukhula maceda kunimvula. You know, much of the times we forget the Father when we get what we have asked him for. We start to rejoice in those things, we start to worship those things, we forget him, the creator and the provider of all. That is the most painful thing one can ever come across. And it is something we are talking about today. Living a lifestyle that is forgetful of the Most High. Now, so nemali. Manje, so unematikuletsheni. Ngitaphumile ama results manje. Man, so cool, Miss Lung. Ha! Manje, uweke manje. Yes, yes, uweke manje. So ya kulumi ilungu lapayana. Or seba ketile na sem seven zinu kutu wena. Ungaba inkinze la ye union. So ya mkoshu nkulu nkulu manje. Sisi ya mangala manje uwe upagimi lapambila. Amanda hau. Besitu tumula ka nkulu nkulu manje. Say, the power is yours. What are you talking about, brother? Yebona, why would you steal the glory of the Most High like that? You know, doesn't the word say, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory?
Amen.
Now you are standing up. Oh, usiponang, siga gu union manje. Yabo so mine. Oh, esiabonga baba. Esiambone TV la payana, umilusi pia kuluma siti. Yabona magumi negu. Isi dozulu. Oi. Sesiamangalo, umam sipo. Ah, umam kate ba sambo ne tombe and says bonusi pu vela I one lamalang. We am caught. Yonkin tele tongulu, everything that has been brought by the Father, you become forgetful of, including the people that the Father has surrounded you with.
It's a painful situation.
Isn't that what we do? We do that. So ngele skati benga puz. Manje so hola 100,000 munyaka. Ha ha.
Baba tshele taya ka kerekeng akiki.
Ya akiko. Izilambane lezi. Hawu.
Bayosebenza laba.
Mabayosebenza upastor makayosebenza awubona isisakhe sinjani. Ye ye ye. Hey nale suit ayigcokile yathengwa yimi ni angisayi. Mara yazi leso skathi unobani? Unentombazana le engana gama. Bathi u baby.
Engaziwa nasekhaya.
Ushadile ekhaya bazumkakho.
Usiyami.
And intombazana le
ayishiyi i-firstborn yakho ngeminyaka kude ni. No, sikhuluma ngabazalwane. Sikhuluma ngabazalwane. Bona umunye uthi hayi, reyekela ukuneke ukuneka ama dirty linen wethu in public. Akuna drada la. Iqiniso malikhulume.
Yeah.
Akuna drada lokuneka la. Ake kumuntu obheka izinto zakho wobatshengisayo. Abantu abanandaba nawe, uwe othi ntibeni. Mshebeleni ndijongene
ubeya kwi
Now we become forgetful of the Father in many instances, and in our forgetfulness we start to even forget our morality.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 9, it says, "Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren." Now you don't teach your children and your grandchildren, for you to arrive where you are. Se bakubiza ngqonqoshe namhlanje we keep as blue. Bakubiza ngqonqoshe namhlanje. You used to live a stratin.
Eish.
Udla ukudla kwasema dustbin. Manje sodla emaphalesini. Awubatsheli nabantu angitsho umkhohli uNkulunkulu. Se wena lezi nto zonke lezi uwe owayitholela zona. It's you. Yes, you got it by your own power, and so you don't even tell your children that. You don't tell them. You don't tell them. Bayamosha benza and benza. You don't tell them and say, you know what, Mina, I come from a background that is different from yours.
Yeah.
And the Father has helped me like this. Now check the background that you have now, and see how the Father can help you to achieve more in your life. Ah. We pause. We are swiper. Yes, bakubiza ban mureki.
Put madlisa.
Yes, put madlisa. Ay, ay, ay. Ngesitonga bathu utatana chokela. Sugar daddy. Yeah.
Beke di beke da.
Beke.
Ay.
Udliwa ngathi uyi Kaizer Chiefs. Oh, sorry.
Babila gas.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10. So it shall be when the Elohim your God brings you into the land of which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a beautiful cities which you did not build. It shall be, verse 11, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards which you did not vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And I believe much of us, even though we go to churches and stuff, we have forgotten him. Where is our first love? We are no longer as intimate with him as we used to be before we had gone to such an extent of what we call, let me invent my own word, usuality. You do things as usual, yes. And in doing things as usual, you are forgetful of the Father. You have drawn for yourself a custom of a sort. Hayi ngizayo enkonzweni bangibone ngivele mara ngijahile ngizohamba masinya. Ngoba la uyakhona uyosinya vele. Ngikhulumile mina popozani. Kusho ukuthi akusase uNkulunkulu manje sekuwupopozani okukhulumayo. Khulumile mina yimi ogcotshiwe la. Akunas prophetess ophuma esingadluli kimi kuqala. Yimi. Yimi andisangibizi pastor manje ngicela ukuthi ningibize nkosi. You are forgetful of the Father
abantu sebayi 10,000 manje la ukhonza khona. So uyaqala manje uba isangoma.
Yesu, yasahluba manje.
Ya. Uba isanusi, thingithi isanusi ke izangoma zethu ezimfuneni, thithi uyasukela wena. Get through, but these things are happening and we are forgetful of the Father. We need to remind ourselves. The intention of the program is not to spite, but it is that we remind of one another that yes, indeed, success is coming. Yes, indeed, there's a beautiful year ahead of you. Yes, indeed, there are beautiful months coming. Yes, indeed, there are glad tidings coming for you. Yes, indeed, there are benefits coming for you. Yes, indeed, the Father has put his hand of peace and grace and mercy, providences and provisions upon your life. But when you get those things, kula kuba nenkinga khona. Now, when you don't wear the same pair of shoes in an event, do you know, there are people who have shoes for events, they don't repeat those shoes. You know, next day another event comes, there's another shoe coming. Yeah, and a suit, just like ministers. Yes, but now that you have achieved these things, and the Father is warning us, lest you forget the Elohim who has taken you out from the land of Egypt. Lest you forget him who has taken you out from the stature of bondage. Now you say this freedom is yours. Now you say this life is yours. And you forget the one who has given you the life. We're talking about that, the forgetfulness of people in much of the times, forgetting the Elohim, the Creator, our Father, our Liberator.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Back to Basics, the name of the show, or Sunday Live, you can say. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Mfundisi Umxo Mota, and I'm hanging out also with my brother and friend, Sipopolos Khatebe Mfundisi. And I'm hanging out with my brother and friend, my family, Jabulani Dominic, and we are touching base on this, the very issue of the forgetfulness of our Father when we start on our part, not him, on our part, when we have achieved the things that we had sought to achieve, we even fail to thank him. Sometimes we even start to even drink alcohol.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start to smoke. We start to fornicate, start to sleep with many women and stuff. The money has given us, instead of it becoming investments and investments on your part, now you are betting. We are betcha. We are betting as many women as you can. Bayayidla imali yakho, ya swipe. Yini le enye le yokuthumela nge cellphone, Jabulani? Bayibizani? Kukhona le enye yini cash send.
Yeah.
Mara khona elinye igama bathi ni mpesa.
Instant money.
Yeah, kona levati mpesa or what? And they yes, mpesa or what? They start, they send manu muntu ya kichimela into these retail stores. Ufiga ubachela, ubanigeza i-cell phone ya kebese bamshaya, bamnigezi mali.
akubonakali nasendlini ukuthi uyikhiphile le ungathi ngoba uyikhipha ngecellphone angaze ngiyenze leyo nto leyo ukhipha imali ngecellphone let alone angazi ukuthi yenziwa kanjani mpesa yabona. Now much of the times also we see this and the father is warning us so much. Let me just read one verse more. In Deuteronomy 8 verses 11 says, beware that you do not forget the Elohim, Yahuwah, your Elohim, by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. We start even forgetting his word. We start stopping to read his word. IBhayibheli solahlelele soyenza ngecellphone and icellphone yakho ile bathi smartphone maloku ukuyibhayibheli lana liyaposa ukuthi khona into mazana esidudle ethumela isithombe engagcokanga khona lapha enkonzeni soya kuleso sithombe immediately awusafundi lento ekufanele uyifunde. You're forgetful of the father. Lama blessings uNkulunkulu akunikeza wona sayakutshekisa kumukisa la kungafanelanga uye khona. We're talking about that. Jabu, what does it mean to you? Are we seeing much of ourselves when we achieve? Starting to forget the Elohim, my friend.
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed. And we give the Father all the glory for being able just to awaken us about this topic. Or we will find ourselves indeed really like living a life that is forgetful of him. So just to answer your question, my friend, I would agree that somewhere, somehow, there is that forgetfulness that we see amongst ourselves when it comes to serving the Father. Even the way that we started and compared to the way that it's happening right now, there are many signs that show that we've forgotten the Father because of the way that now we fellowship, the way that now we pray, you know, like the manner in which we do things have changed from when the Father called us or chose us. So that's the sign of forgetting the Father, because it means that along the way, we chose to live in our own ways, and that is forgetting him now. If we start to live in the manner that we feel it's befitting for us to live, it means we are forgetting the Father and his ways. We are forgetting the Father and his commandments and his instructions. So this is a very relevant topic that is really awakening every believer, you know, including myself, you know, because somehow, otherwise if I count myself out, but somehow there might be an area of my life where I have forgotten him.
All of us.
So that's why it should be a wake-up call. Yes, indeed, my friend. It should be a wake-up call for every one of us to say that, let me return to the Father. Let me go back to the ways of the Father. Let me go back to the way that the Father wants me to pray. You know, like I will also add as we go into the word. But just firstly, in John chapter 12, verse 48, it says, the one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. So that speaks about the rejection of the Father. You know, if we reject his word, remember that he says, in the beginning was the word. And that word it implies to the Son of the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach himself. He is the word of the Father. So it means if we reject his word, we are rejecting his Son. It means it is the rejection of his Son, and it's the practice of Antichrist, because it means if you not believe what the Father says, it means you are Antichrist. You know, and that's the rejection of the Father. So as it says there in John 12, that the one who rejects me and does not receive my words, you know, has a judge, you know. And it's so amazing, my friend, sometimes, because that there are social medias now, so you can really be able to see everything that is happening around the whole world and people that even you are not with. So, like, sometimes you just listen to how the people are reasoning about the Father. and you see the rejection of his word. Like this, just today, I was in a group, like a high school group. You know those groups that the people you grew up with, or family groups, or whatever groups, work groups, or whatever. So I just saw this comment of one of the brothers there who posted, but it's not his comment. He took it from social media about the scripture, you know, about the scripture. It was just spoken about Adam and Eve. It says, if Adam and Eve had actually sons and daughters, so it means that the son slept with the daughter in order to give birth to the children, you know. And also it means that, just, you know, most that misunderstanding and also the twisting of the scripture in order to support what people want to portray about the word of the Father, you know. So that's the rejection of the scripture. That's the rejection of the word. When people take the word and put it in their own way to support their agendas, others will even go to say that, to say the gospel is for a certain racial group, not for certain other individuals, you know, and support it in all the ways they want to support it. That's the rejection of the word. That's the rejection of the word. People cannot agree and really accept it, but it is. When we, as it says, they reject me or does not receive my words. So not receiving his words, it's when you question them. It's when you look down on them. It's when you speak bad about them. It's when you ridicule, like, as I'm saying, that was a ridicule of the scripture, that comment that was taken from social media. That was a ridicule. That person was making a joke. In other words, like, he was trying to say, with you know, like, how can you believe such a thing as this? So, because that, the last comment was, so it means all we are all conceived from incest. What a blasphemy. It's rejection of the word.
Yeah.
It's rejection of the word. So that is when we have forgotten the Father. And I'm just talking about secular, but let's come back to us. As I said, that also I'm not exempted from this.
Yes.
We also live in manners that really show that we have rejected the Father. In the manner in which we speak, in our circle of friendships, or even at work, or wherever we find ourselves to be, it really shows ukuthi simkhohle ubaba and futhi simphikile ubaba. Asisebona labantwana bakhe, you know, like ababe so dear to him, so close to him, and so prayerful, and so, you know, well connected with him. Now we've adopted ways, like we use things in order for us to really gain positions or promotion. You know, we manipulate people, you know, so that they can be able to side with us. We step on people's toes in order to climb up the ladder of progress in the workplace. Like we've rejected the Father. We have forgotten the Father, because that's not how he wants us to live. You know, he says, seek ye first his kingdom and what he requires of you, and all these things shall be added to you. He says the world chases after these things. The fact that we chase after things now changes about materialism, I'm sorry to say. You know, sometimes even it's scary, like, to go to church because of it's the materialism that is preached. You know, even there is an amount that is put, that now it's the 200 people, that it's 1,000, it's 500. It's about material gain. It's no longer about the Father, where I came to church just, you know, and gained the love and feel so loved up to a point that I come back next week because I've never felt like this. People, when they come to our circles of fellowship today, they feel like, I can never go back to that place again because of I can't meet the standard. There are standards that we have set, which are signs of the rejection of the Father. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Jabulani Dominic there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Remember, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Forgetfulness of the Creator. On our part. And it happens when we start achieving things and stuff. And sometimes it happens when things become extremely difficult and hard. So your sponsor says, kijimele zanusi inge manje. We have forgotten that our Father can save. There is nothing too hard for him. Ah, he says, Kotliu.
Nagya, sengkichima no anti manje. Nagya, sesi ale. Bayo spade, bayo skapi, soya palaza, bayo kweba, bayo kwaba. Finally manje, your thing is it on an... We have forgotten because we are under so much pressure. These two extremes, and when we have everything that we have, everything that we want to have, and we become all those kinds of achievers, and our families are singing praises of us, we start forgetting the Father. That's where the problem is. I trust the Father is doing you well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, and let me talk with you, Sipho. Now, I'm going back to some of the verses that I read, my friend, on the issue of forgetfulness of the Father. Now, check this one out. Umayibu siso seyifikile, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 10. So it shall be when the Elohim, Yahuwah, brings you into the land which he saw to your forefathers, which means when he brings you to the promises that he has made concerning your life to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build. It says, house full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn up wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 8 verses 11 says, beware that you do not forget the Elohim, Yahuwah, by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. Deuteronomy 26:13 says, then you shall say before the Elohim, Yahuwah, I have removed the holy tithe from my house and also have given them to the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandment, nor have I forgotten them. We must be able to say that. Now, so Nemal, angithi manje ngiyakusipho. And then hile yane ukuthi se banyako uja tight yaka vyanu banyako reka ma festeri ka chelete yame. Heksa nili bapala loko reka. Angitman so kulumisu tine sena sase kwa bapala loko reka le festeri lele le ngwe.
Baye melina.
Ya, baye metin naur nakeke. Bona ili majori, majority, even nali joriti lele le ngwe fela. Ke khona ga chelete ga o reka lotse ka o fela
ene ga le ke ba rekela
Sipho, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, what a topic today. It's a touching one, and we thank God for such a topic. And but le makhaya, the reason of this show is to conscientize the body of Christ, at the same time opening our spiritual eye, crying to the Lord that whoa, we've sinned against thee. And reason of this show, batandegayo, let us watch the enemy is busy trying to cripple her into the body of Christ. I thank God for this topic. It's really touching, even the way you've introduced it. We introduce it now, Deuteronomy 4, verse 9, 6, and 10, 8, 11, 26, and 13. And it shows unkulunkulu is at work at this time so that we come back to him. And I'm being touched. This is a thing in 10 days, cut a seed. I've seen people in the church serving the Lord wholeheartedly. But when it comes with cut where they have been blessed, we are no longer seeing them as we used to. We no longer have them, but they're busy for the Lord now. I'm over time. Second is cut like on that in 6 weeks. We are no longer having that zeal, but we are now living a life that is always trying to forgive and to drive away from the presence of the Lord, of which is so dangerous. Ying agum fundisi, ni challenge you go verse the topic ni challenge verse. engathi lithi, but ngiyalibona ukuthi lizongisiza nami lingishumayeze ngoba ishilo mfethu uJabulani Dominic nama ngisikhipheli ngaphandle, kodwa nje ngibusiswe umbhali lapho khona kumahubo 103 verse 2. Ngicela ucala ngalo ngoba yilo leli verse eliyala ngikhumbuza lithi, bless the Lord all my soul and forget not of his benefit. In other words, mfundisi, kufanele kube isikhathi la ngishumayeza khona umphefumulo wami, ngithi umphefumulo wami mbonga uJehova, ungakhohlwa konke okuphakathi kimi, ungalikhohlwa igama lakhe nemisebenzi yakhe yomusa. Athi umbhali makabala, uthethelele izono zethu, welapha izifo zethu. Mina mfundisi, anginaso isizathu sokukhohlwa nguNkulunkulu ngoba ngiyiloke ngiyiko umusa wakhe. Ngake ngahlanya umusa kaNkulunkulu wangilanda, ngangihluphekile, ngabona umusa kaNkulunkulu ngithintile, anginalo ikhaya ehlelekile. But ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu, mangibheke emuva ngiyabona ukuthi kuyoba isono esikhulu la ngakhohlwa khona uNkulunkulu ukuthi miningi imisebenzi ayenzela impilo yami. Ngangasebenzi for 10 years, but I've seen the hand of the Lord working wonders, paving the way ukuthi namhlanje uma ngifakaza ngithi I've got 10 years, ngiceda isikolo, ngayanga e-university, ngayanga emsebenzini, ishumayela nje nginganalutho, but ngambona uNkulunkulu e-provide. So anginaso isizathu sokuphila impilo engamkhohlwa uNkulunkulu, kodwa kunaloko ngiyamkweleta ngemisebenzi yakhe yonke yomusa. Ingaku uDavide la ethi, mbonga uJehova mphefumulo wami, ungakhohlwa. Ngamanye amazibalaleli, kufika isikhathi la okumele we have to preach to our soul ukuthi sinezinto namhlanje lezi esizibonakala abantu zisinika igama phakathi kwabantu, sineyimoto namhlanje zisinikeza igama, sinezindlu mfundisi, ngoba kwazi ukuthi ngihlala nami esteni, ngake ngahlala emkhukhwini, umphefumulo wami ungakhohlwa. Ngamanye amazwi, anginaso isizathu mfundisi ukuthi ngingamkhohlwa uNkulunkulu ngoba ngake ngahamba ngenyawo ngesikolweni ngingenako kokugcoba, ngiphiwa. Ngamanye amazwi, anginaso isizathu engahlala ukuthi Nkosi yami senginako manje bese ngiyikhohlwa nguNkulunkulu ngoba kunemisebenzi kaNkulunkulu yomusa ayenzela impilo yami, okumele ngishumayeze umphefumulo wami. Okuthi namhlanje ngikhuluma emsakazweni ngangangalaleleki mfundisi, ingako yayingekho into abantu abangayibona empilweni yami, ingako ukukhohlwa uNkulunkulu kuyisinda emphefumulweni wami, ingako umphefumulo wami ungakhohlwa nguNkulunkulu. Ingako mfundisi, ngiyamdumisa uJesu ukuthi akakhumbuze ukuphila kwami every day ukuthi kukhohlwa nguNkulunkulu uqala kwethuna empilweni yami. Ndilowo engiyiko nenginako ngenxa kaJesu. The day ngiyothatha mfundisi imoto yami ngiyohlala laphaya emadameni, ngivule ngomuva ibhuthi, ngifake iyibhiga zami, ngithi I'm just chilling, ngichile ngesikhathi sikasimakade, kuyoba kuphela kwami. Uthi omunye ubaba mfundisi, ngake ngathinteka, ngake ngatshela uNkosikazi ngimbingelela nje Jabulani ethi, ngithi sawubona baba Mazwi, athi hawu yebo hadele mntu, baba uya ngase ngiyabuza-ke baba ungazelaphi, usethi kimi angiyakwazi, uyabala-ke maye makabali ubala ukuthi ngikwazi usaselapha phansi nala unkume sekubone khona ngiyakubona. Usethi ke amazwi angithinta kakhulu mfundisi, usethi mhlazane uyoyeka uNkosikazi wakho uthole omunye uyoba mpunga mfana. Lokho ngikwankomisa ukuthi ungamkhohlwa uNkulunkulu. Awe mfundisi, ukuthi the day ngiyokhohlwa uNkulunkulu ngiyoba mpunga, nalo ngiyomthatha siyoba mpunga, washo njalo lowo baba. Ngamanye amazwi mfundisi, empilweni yami kumthandazo wami Nkosi ngingakukhohlwa. Ikhathi ngangivuka every day ekuseni ngiyothangaza ngishumayele, yileke ngikulelane namhlanje ukuthi mfundisi, njengoba ngangishumayela ngakasebenzi isikhathi esithola isincane ngishumayele, nakusasa ngishumayele. Yindabana ngoba angifuni mfundisi ukuthi ngoba senginako bese ngikhohlwa nguNkulunkulu. Nokuthi ngangihamba mfundisi ngiye Kilner Park ngidibela isitimela ngiza kuwe, ngingisasele kuyamsebenzi wawudelelekile, noma sengisebenza kulo muye namanje, I must have time for these 2 hours spending in the presence of the Lord. Ngingavele ngithi manje abo Ray azaze yazi manje mbhizi manje aze abo Ray bazabuya baba. Forgetting uNkulunkulu ngoba kuyisitha. Ayifundeke ivesi elinye mfundisi ngaphandle kwaleli ngifundise, ngifundile amahubo 103 verse 2. Oh, bless the Lord all my soul, forget not his benefit. Ngiloko ngiyiko balaleli nabathandekayo mfundisi uRay, mfundisi uMotha, umusa kaNkulunkulu are his benefit. Ingako I must preach to my soul. Phefumulo wami ungakhohlwa lokuNkulunkulu akwenzele kona. selukufunda laba thandeka amahubo 150 verse 22 uthi now consider this you who forget God I will tear you in pieces and there will be none to deliver you gune back a result the repercussion fundis they are so bad when we forget God inga uthi lo mbhali la I will tear you up into pieces uma sikhohla ngunkulunkulu sizoba mpunga sizophithika lento sicabanga ukuthi sinako mfundisi ungashabalela kuhle kweyinkungu uyawazi amazulu makuvilela ukuthi yey nangusiphi yindaba ngoba God will tear me into pieces elokugcina mfundisi amahubo 9 verse 17 uthi the wicked will return to the Shiloh even all those nations who forget God in other words forgetting God is a sign of wickedness let us not forget our God thank you Jesus so good we what we are today this because of your grace and your mercies that are new each and every day may I Sipho Paulo Seradebe not forget your benefit God
hallelujah thank you so much my friend I really appreciate send us your WhatsApp 0826572729 tell us how you feel about this topic yes when we are forgetful of the Father what are the causes of this and how do we see and what are the signs that indeed we are now at that stature of forgetfulness of our Father.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Send us your WhatsApps. You can also give a shout, talk to us directly there. The WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And we are talking about forgetfulness of the Father. You know, living as though he does not exist anymore. Living as though he does not exist anymore. Funis Mota, let me bring this to you, sir. I'm looking at that Deuteronomy. Then you shall say before Yahuwah, your Elohim, I have removed your holy tithe from my house and also have given them to the Levite. The stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them. And then Judges chapter 8, verse 34, that says, thus the children of Yasharal did not remember their Elohim, Yahuwah, who had delivered them from the hands of their enemies. On every side. They did not remember. It also says in 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 38, and the covenant that I have made with you, you shall not forget, nor shall you fear other gods. But they started to build other gods. Even Solomon himself did that. There was a time he was forgetful of the Father. David, there was a time he was forgetful of the Father. Killing his neighbor like nobody's business. And the Father is warning us, and all these things are happening at the height of success, at the height of his wisdom. Solomon fell into error. And so did his father. At the height of his fame and greatness and victories, Samson fell into error. Lost his eyes, he became a slave, and he was killed by a pillar that he was leaning on because he was blind now. Funis Mota?
Mfundisi, thank you so much for the powerful topic indeed. You know, looking at the life of Solomon, he even forgot the covenant that the father had made with him. Mm. As he said to him, that as I was with David, your father, so I shall be with you.
Yeah.
And when he started to enjoy, when he saw the goodness of the father, then he even forget ukuthi lezinto anazo usithatha kuphi. And even forgot to such an extent that he allowed his heart ukuba ihukwe, agcine sekakhonza ama-idols. You know, you ask a very important question, saying that what are the signs that we see from someone who has forgotten the father? You know, when one starts to disregard the ways of the Lord, and when they start to neglect even the relationship that they have with the father, when God is no longer the priority in their lives. You know, you find at times when we pray, we are asking God for certain things. You know, one, before he even leaves the house, he will pray. When he gets to work, he will pray. He'll pray many at times as possible, and God remains the priority in his life. But once a person, you know, it happened, ukuthi uma sesibuka these blessings, you know, we tend to forget the father. Sikubona ngokuthi you no longer, you know, prayerful. Instead of the spiritual growth, you know, we start to see a spiritual decline. Instead of growing in spirit, we start to see now even the faith is reduced to an extent that you no longer trust, putting your trust in God. All this time, you've been putting trust with God. When you start to hear somebody saying that it is through my works, they forget the words come from the Father. You know, they start to praise themselves when there is more of selfness other than, you know, giving glory to God and thanking him and acknowledging him. You know, when people instead of telling them about God, then start to tell them that I made these plans and all that, forgetting there are people who even have better and far better qualification than them, but because of the love of God, you know, God has given you this thing. That is why he kept on reminding, you know, the children of Israel that when you get into the promised land, forget not, you know, the goodness of the Father. Because it is easy for people to forget. It is easy, even easy. We spoke about earlier, Ogoti, when the time of distress, you know, we find people sebaya ezangomini, forgetting Ogoti, it is the same God who led them through the wilderness. You know, forgetting that there is nothing impossible with God. Because now, amanye wama signs ukuthi umuntu uyakhohlwa uNkulunkulu, we'll see them in the disconnection. You know, there is no more guidance that he received from the Father. And it is now only about him. When we fail to prioritize God, when we start to lean in our own understanding, you know, when the word of God says, do not lean in your own understanding, but acknowledge God in everything. So when we're no longer acknowledging him in everything, we start to find our ways. How can I get out of this instead of going back to the Father? Forgetting that the way you are today, the level of growth, whether you've been promoted or elevated in what kind of spiritual the level that the Father has taken you there. Now, when you start to face challenges, you forget that actually I am in this place because the Father himself has brought me here. But now, instead of going back to him and acknowledging him and trusting him that he can make a way where there is no way, now start to find your own ufunukubona indlela yakho, and you forgot the sovereignty of God, amandla kaNkulunkulu. Now you want to do this. That is why you'll find umuntu now they tend to live. I'm talking about believers, children of God. Now they start to live a fearful life, an anxiety of life. As a sabele ngishukuthi, when I paid this vehicle here, you know, abe so anxiety. But the Father who has given me this, he is able to protect my life. He is able to see me through in everything, all the journey of life. So the Father is actually warning us against these things. I want to read Psalms number 50, verse number
22, where it says, "Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver you." Ulungulu is giving us a warning, Mfundisi, ukuthi, you know, when we tend to forget him, he can tear us in pieces. You know, he can do that, and nobody can be able to rescue us. We can allow things to happen, because now you will find abantu seba idolize that the gift is into uNkulunkulu abanikeze zona instead of ukuba sikhonze uNkulunkulu. You know, you were reading in the book of Deuteronomy where the father has been emphasizing that, especially in chapter number 8. He also emphasized that in verse 19, where he says that, "Then it shall be, if by any means, forgetting the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that you shall surely perish." Some people, we end up struggling or stumbling endlessly. Why do we stumble? Because we have forgotten the Father. And we end up worshiping the money that is given us. We end up worshiping the material things that is given us. Those are the gods. You know, when we start to, the Father says we will perish. So we will stumble. It leads us into destruction. So we need to be very, very careful about this, because, you know, when we forget about the Father, it reduces, you know, it even weakens the relationship amongst us. You know, when I'm no longer dwelling in the presence, when I see phone come of my brother Ray, or Osipho, or Jablan, and then I want to avoid you because I no longer have the relationship with the Father, and the guilty conscience, and it creates and continuously to create in that disconnection from the Father. So the Father is warning us, Mfundis, that we should not forget what he has done for us. We should not forget the wonderful things that he has done for us, where he has taken us. Abantwana bakwa Israel, he said, "I have taken you out of the land of bondage from Egypt, and I brought you to the promised land." And through the journey, the Father was with them. He did miraculous things, but when they start to face tough times, and then they forget what God has done for them. So this, the Father is not pleased about that. He's warning us that we should not forget. We should remember him at all times. And the only way we can be able to remember him is for us to give him priority. And it's for us, you know, to acknowledge him in every step that we take. Then we shall be able to walk with God. Sihambe na njengoba hamba no Enoch, hamba no Abraham. You spoke about Gideon. Gideon, uNkulunkulu wamsebenzisa, wakhulula abantwana bakwa Israel. And then what happened thereafter? And then they forgot. They decided to worship other gods, ezinye izinto eziphathekayo, because abantu are so into these material things. If we can forget, let us forget about the material things, but not forgetting about the Father.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this. We are touching base this on the issue of forgetfulness. We tend to be quite forgetful when it comes to the Father, simply because we have achieved the successes that we have. And sometimes situations that we face are so extreme that we end up losing hope and faith and love. And the indicator that would be one of the things that would be showing is when we stop now fellowshipping with the Father the way we used to. And it's a sad sight. It happens to everyone when we're not careful. It does happen to everyone. And some people start to focus and they start to glorify themselves. They even start to worship their blessings and their achievements instead of the Father. Something to take note of.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.